We're good. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. How's the off season been for you? What have you been up to?
Oh, man, you know, just working out. I mean, really ain't no off season no more. Just working out, you know, getting in shape, you know, hanging out with the wife, you know, not doing too much, trying to stay busy.
No kids on the horizon, are there?
No, not yet, but hopefully we pop out some soon.
Okay. Hey, I want to ask you really about that Arizona game. Did that leave a bad taste in your mouth for you guys to come back and try to advance a little bit further than you did last year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, when you go through a tough loss like that, I mean, man, it's tough to just let go. You know, I really don't think we'll really let it go until we win our first playoff game and, you know, advance on. So it's something that probably will stick with us, but I think it's a good thing because it'll keep us motivated, keep our team hungry, and you know we don't want that taste in our mouth anymore. So finish them off next time.
James, talk a little bit about the maturity and the growth of Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, as far as how he is, you know, in the huddle compared to how he was maybe a couple of years ago. There's been growth there off the field with you guys, him throwing the football. Just talk about his growth.
His growth from year one to year two is just, I mean, it's a 360-degree change for him, man. He's definitely more calm. You know, he's understanding, you know, when to throw it hard, when not to throw it hard, you know. And, you know, he's making all the right decisions, making the right reads. So, I mean, this guy, he's getting better every day. You know, he's going to be, you know, probably one of the top quarterbacks in the league for the next years to come. And, you know, we're excited about it. You know, hopefully we can keep a lot of weapons around him and, you know, keep our offense unstoppable. But he's helped this team out tremendously, not just on the field, but, you know, the way he handled the whole situation. And, you know, people just, you know, gravitated to him as a leader automatically once he stepped in the huddle.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing that's interesting from my perspective as a fan is, you know, Donald Driver has obviously been there longer, has done a lot more, and I think a lot of people would assume that Donald Driver is pretty much the voice of that offense. But has that kind of changed over to Aaron over the last couple of years?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when we get in, you know, we're dependent on one guy, you know, and depending on one guy to get the offense rolling, and, you know, that's Aaron, and he's took that role, he's took that leadership role, and, you know, we're all behind him 110%, and, you know, try to go out there and play like we know we could perform.
James Jones, Packers receiver, joining us on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. Yesterday, the AP re-voted for the Defensive Rookie of the Year Award. It once again went to Brian Cushing from Houston. Your teammate, Clay Matthews, finished third. What did you make of that whole situation, the re-voting because of Cushing's steroid test, and then he wins again?
Do I have to comment on that? You know what? You know, that's, like, as a player, you know, that's completely out of our hands. I mean, I'm sure some players are upset. I'm sure some players are not upset. But as a player, that's out of our hands. We let the league and all of them deal with that. And they, you know, they voted again and you know, gave them it again. If it was me, you know, I probably would have just stripped it. You know, obviously, you know, you're basically saying it's okay to cheat and still, you know, and still get by. You know, so, I mean, I don't think it was the right thing to do. I think, you know, if you cheated and used steroids, then, you know, you shouldn't be able to, you know, hold that award. But, you know, they've seen a difference. They still voted for him. He had a great year. You definitely can't take that away from him. You know, he did have an awesome year, and, you know, he took home the trophy. So,
I take it Clay Matthews wins it for you, though.
Yeah, if I had to pick, it's either Clay or it's either the guy from Buffalo.
You know, James, what are the expectations for the Green Bay Packers for next year's season? I mean, you look at your team right now, you guys got knocked out in the first round, but is it the same thing every year? Is it the playoffs? What are the expectations for these Packers?
Well, I mean, the talent, you know, that we have on this team, we feel like it for the next couple of years, it shouldn't be a doubt about it that we should be in the playoffs and even be in the Super Bowl every year. I mean, we got that caliber of team and we got that caliber of players. So, you know, I think the main thing is just us going out there, you know, executing every stone's contest.
Follow that up. You know, a lot of people are talking about this team. It's the youngest team in the NFL, continues to be the youngest team in the NFL. What do you say to people that this team needs to get some veteran leadership in order to push you guys over the top?
You know, to be honest with you, I really don't think you really need veterans for leadership. I mean, this team has been together for a good 4 years now, and you know, we've been to the playoffs twice, NFC Championship. So, you know, this team has a lot of experience. This team knows what it takes to get to the big game, you know. And like I said, you know, a couple balls bouncing our way and us going out there, you know, doing what we know we can do on Sundays, you know, we'll be okay.
James, what's the number one priority for you coming into this upcoming season? Is it just stay healthy and be out there all year long and stay on the field?
Well, you know, I had a healthy year last year, and I was out there, you know, all year. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that. I've been injured one time in my career ever, from Pop Warner to college, and you know, to the pros. I only been injured once, and that was 2 years ago. So, you know, I'm not really worried about staying healthy because I've been healthy my whole career. I think I just, you know, want more opportunities to show what I can do, and you know, make plays for the ball club.
You know, you probably haven't seen these guys play yet, but what do you think about the draft picks the Green Bay Packers made this year?
You know what? I really think they had an easy job because we got, you know, a pretty good roster. So, you know, we just had to add a little bit of depth, you know, and I think they went in the draft and did that, you know, got a safety, got some linemen, got some D linemen. So, you know, I think they went after the right things. Hopefully these guys can come in and, you know, help us out right away and, you know, contribute.
You know, this modern era of technology is something that I'm really not a fan of, this whole Twitter thing and Facebook and all these fun things. But since they're out there, obviously, we tend to look at it. And one of the guys we follow is Ryan Grant, who's on Twitter. And Ryan Grant and Clay Matthews were kind of going back and forth yesterday on Twitter. Grant was complaining that his jersey isn't in the Packer Pro Shop. It isn't being sold. And he went as far as to put the 1-800 number on Twitter for people to call up to the Packer Pro Shop and complain that his jersey isn't being sold in the Packer Pro Shop. Are they selling your jersey in the Packer Pro Shop, or would you like to start your own campaign like Ryan Grant?
No, they are selling my jersey in the Pro Shop.
Oh, that's awesome!
My jersey is in the Pro Shop, but even if it wasn't, I'm not a guy to bring attention to myself. I don't do no Twitter, I don't do no Facebook or no MySpace. So I'm just here to play football, and if you make enough plays, your jersey will be in there.
You got to call Ryan Grant now and harass him about that.
What do you think about this Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff? What do you think about that? Because I don't like it either, and I will not do it. What do you think about all that social networking?
I don't like it. I think you know it's basically, you know, setting you up for failure. Because you know, if one day you're talking on there, you say one bad comment on there, you know, it's just gonna stick with you for a long time. So I'm definitely not a fan of Twitter unless you got a marketing guy or something, he's marketing for you or something. But, you know, guys Twittering themselves and Facebooking themselves, I'm not a big fan of that. I think only trouble follows you that way. So I try to keep myself out of trouble.
Yeah, you're doing a good job of that. You'll be out at the Harley-Davidson Museum coming up tomorrow. Doors open up at 5 from 6 until 8:30. Go out there and meet your favorite Green Bay Packers. Proceeds going to the Hunger Task Force. James, greatly appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. OTAs, minicamp. Can't wait to see you out there at Lambeau Field.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.